It had cleared in the morning, and the sun was shining with a subdued brightness through the dim veil which hangs over the great city. Sherlock Holmes was already at breakfast when I came down. "You will excuse me for not waiting for you," said he. "I have, I foresee, a very busy day before me in looking into this case of young Openshaw's."
"What steps will you take?" I asked.
"It will very much depend upon the results of my first inquiries. I may have to go down to Horsham after all."
"You will not go there first?"
"No, I shall commence with the city. Just ring the bell, and the maid will bring up your coffee."
As I waited, I lifted the unopened newspaper from the table and glanced my eye over it. It rested upon a heading which sent a chill to my heart.
"Holmes!" I cried. "You are too late!"
"Ah," said he, laying down his cup. "I feared as much. How was it done?"
He spoke calmly, but I could see that he was deeply moved.